Okay, so I'm going to talk with you a little bit about HealthLens. And HealthLens is really at the very heart of health and all policies. It really gets at this issue of trying to integrate and infuse health considerations in decision-making processes. So let's get started. I'm going to talk a little bit about what a HealthLens is, why it's useful, and how you can use it, and then I'll describe a little bit about the relationship between HealthLens and health impact assessment for those of you that have that burning question that we get a lot. So what is a HealthLens? It's providing scientifically valid information that allows people to consider health consequences of their decisions during the decision-making process. So it aims to highlight both the positive health benefits and the negative impacts of a decision. And by decision, I mean a health lens can be applied to government programs, projects, and administrative or legislative policies. And Karen kind of gave an overview of really when we talk about policy, are we talking about big P, little P? Well, we're talking about all of it. And in health and all policies work, we're often talking about applying a health lens to other sectors' work, but sometimes you have to apply a health lens to the work that maybe you're doing in a health department. Another important note is that health lens is really a spectrum of activities and can be informal discussions between agencies, so conversations that Josephine and I had early on with the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation around their food procurement. That was really kind of an informal health lens application to formal health agency input on the relationship between various policies and health. So as Karen was talking about the Governor's Office of Planning and Research annual planning survey, you know, we provided more formal comments and recommendations around that survey and how it could include health. HealthLens can be carried out on a project-by-project basis, or it can be institutionalized within a process. So why is a HealthLens useful? And there's a couple reasons, both related to the process of applying a HealthLens and also the outcomes that can come about through a HealthLens. HealthLens can build awareness of the health issues associated with a project, policy, or topic. In this, the work that we do around health and all policies, it can, you know, bring light the health equity impacts of housing, justice, or labor decisions. HealthLens can also provide a venue for decision makers to hear and address broader community concerns. A HealthLens can be a vehicle to articulate the health benefits to help build consensus and buy-in within a community around a decision or process or topic. And it can also be a vehicle to address and discuss community fears and concerns. In this way, a health lens can help build the case for a solution or identify solutions that will have the best health outcomes associated. It can bring stakeholders into that process as well. So how do you use a health lens or health lens analysis? And Karen discussed the World Health Organization's framework, which we've found really useful in our work. And so this issue, sector, or opportunity approach, and also that windows of opportunity concept really comes into play when you're thinking about a health lens. So many agencies already have ongoing required processes for analyzing the impact of projects and policies, and these are really great windows of opportunity for infusing a health lens. And I think that as we're talking about health and all policies today, you might be noticing that we're focusing more on the theoretical concepts of it and less on really the California experience, but there's some examples that we're trying to infuse in to this. And so working within those existing processes is really a key strategy to health and all policies. This isn't about doing things that are new. It's about working within existing resources, working within existing projects to advance health and health equity. So So some considerations when you are thinking about, should I do a health lens? Where can I do a health lens? The timing of applying a health lens can be tricky. In general, earlier is better. Getting health considered upstream in decision-making and planning processes can generally help ensure that health is infused in that. But your timing will impact your partner agencies with whom you're trying to collaborate, which in Health and All Policies, it's all about collaboration. And so considering the relationship of your partners and how this health analysis is going to play into maybe a regulatory process is a step that you'll want to have an open discussion with your partners about. And this is really one of the challenges of a health lens. There are some times as a health department that you want to consider the health impacts in your role as the health department that maybe are separate from a collaborative table, but once you're at a collaborative table with many outside partners and you're really trying to figure out together how to support that partner agency goals and your goals, it means that you have to have some negotiations, and so when you're in that process, really talking through and having an open discussion is important. So I want to share with you a little bit about South Australia's experience with health lens analysis, and they have a really formal and structured process that they have gone through and developed, and they really see health lens as a core component of their Health and All Policies work. And the intent of health lens analysis is to really get health considered at the conceptual stage. And they have five stages that are part of their process. In the engage stage, they develop relationships, define a scope, and establish evaluation criteria. In the gather evidence, they do literature reviews and identify qualitative research methods to kind of gather their information. In the generate stage, they produce recommendations and issue a jointly authored report. Through navigation, they shepherd the recommendations through the approval process that's appropriate for them and their partners, and then they evaluate the process impact and outcomes to determine the efficacy of the health lens analysis. And they have done a handful of these formal health lens analyses that are available on their website on water security, digital technology, and regional migrant settlement. So definitely some different things than what California's Health and All Policies Task Force is working on. So I want to talk a little bit about health lens and health impact assessment and how they're similar and how they're different. So health lens really builds on the health impact assessment methodology, and I'm not going to go into detail on that because I assume you all are super savvy and know about health impact assessment. And so health impact assessment is a systematic process that health lens doesn't really need to be, but it can be. HIA and health lens can both be useful tools in doing Health and All Policies, and I have some questions here that you can ask to help you figure out health impact assessment or health lens and kind of when and where to apply that. So is there a good reason? Is there evidence available? And are there broader health considerations that aren't currently being considered in that process? The formal structure that a health impact assessment can provide, but also a health lens could provide if it is formal and structured, kind of like South Australia, is it can increase the transparency of the process, methods and outcomes. It can provide a more comprehensive assessment and ensure greater stakeholder participation. So a few examples of health lens. In California, we use health lens as kind of one of the strategic directions that we put the buckets of recommendations into. And so one bucket was around healthy communities, access to parks, housing, transportation. Then kind of the other bucket was around infusing a health lens into decision making. And so it's really a key avenue that we've been using in Health and All Policies in California. And then the other examples I'll briefly touch on is around our work to infuse health and health equity in state guidance documents, and we've really been seeing some movement at the regional level in California with regional transportation plans and those agencies, and some grassroots efforts to advance health considerations in those processes, and I think those will be really useful, particularly the experience in Southern California and San Diego in how they've addressed the public health concerns and how they are now really looking at a health lens in their regional transportation planning processes. Thanks.